And welcome. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has urged university professors and officials to create and foster a sense of pride among Iranian youths. The leader made the remarks during a meeting with a group of university professors and academics on Saturday. Ayatollah Khamenei emphasized the need for the country's scientific growth to speed up, adding that Iran has been kept behind at least 60 to 70 years by traitorous or ignorant governments. The leader described universities as a foundation for reaching a 20-year target and to achieve the higher status Iran's Islamic system craves for as a powerful, honorable, independent, religious, and rich nation. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that if those indicators are not given the due importance, then, quote, we would be witnessing a dependent, culturally abandoned Iran grappling with ethnic and religious, social, and political breakdowns. The leader said the results of such a future would be a country enjoying peaks of wealth besides valleys of misery, disorder and deprivation that is typical of the American society or the American Wall Street. Ayatollah Khamenei said in such a future, not all segments of society would be enjoying prosperity, and quote, we would in fact have an Iranian Wall Street. The leader also described scientific progress, moral discipline, religious restraint, and political vision as among the requirements of university education. Well, Iranian lawmakers have pledged unforgettable response to any possible violation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action by the United States. As many as 237 members of parliament issued a joint statement announcing the firm support for Ayatollah Khamenei's recent remarks about possible breaches of the JCPOA in the U.S. The leader of the Islamic Revolution said Tehran would set fire to the nuclear deal if the U.S. ripped off the deal, as claimed by some U.S. presidential candidates. The MP's statement read, in case the opposite side breaks its promise, we will teach the violators an unforgettable lesson and make the arrogant power regret its breach of promise. The lawmakers also stressed that Iran's strategic nuclear industry must be preserved and developed. The statement said, quote, we have to increase our might in faith, economy, defense, science, politics, and population against the criminal and hostile behavior of the global arrogance and international Zionism, which have targeted the great Islamic Republic of Iran's existence.